This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. The ticker symbol du jour on the big board is Snap, literally S-N-A-P, the parent company, of course, of Snapchat. The reference here, though, is not a positive one. Snap shares are trading below their initial public offering price back in March. That was $17, 15 bucks and change today. They had been as high as 29. The proximate cause, an analyst at Morgan Stanley, ironically the company that underwrote Snap's IPO, although underwriters are separate from the analyst. But one analyst said, quote, "We were wrong about the company's ability to keep advertisers happy." There have been other doubts as well in what could be turning into a case of buyer's remorse, as Marketplace's Adam Allington reports.
With tech stocks, there's a three-part recipe for success. Part one, you need a clearly defined business model. Part two, growing engagement with users. And part three, a clear path toward profitability. All things that Piper Jaffray analyst Sam Kemp says Snap hasn't delivered yet.
I think those are really the things that Snap has been tripped up on, is it has a model that has not yet been proven out from an advertising standpoint. It has user growth that is stagnating and potentially slowing.
Wait, come again? How did Snap, one of the hottest tech stocks since Facebook, end up behind the eight ball like this? Well, some of these risk factors, such as subscriber growth, were already flagged in the company's stock prospectus.
We did start to see that trend already in the back half of 2016. Some of that we think was impacted by Instagram.
Aaron Kessler is a managing director at Raymond James. He says a big problem for Snap is the fact that its chief competitor, Instagram, also rolled out its own Snap-like feature called Stories. As of June, Instagram had about 250 million daily users, about 100 million more than Snap. So how does the company get its mojo back?
Continue to innovate the product, to make also the product more attractive to a larger demographic, including older users who may not be using the product today.
Translation, millennials alone can't carry the water for Snap forever, but given that the company's only been public for about 3 months, they still have some time to make adjustments. In Washington, I'm Adam Allington for Marketplace.